This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, welcome. This is Chris Witz and it's Morning Devotions. Rudyard Kipling was the great writer and poet who's brought enjoyment to many people, especially children. He is was the master of short stories. And he enjoyed success while he was still alive, unlike others who unfortunately had died and then enjoyed their success. And as a result, Rudyard Kipling made a great deal of money. One day, a newspaper reporter came to him and said, "Mr. Kipling, I've just heard somebody calculated that the money you make from your writings amounts to over $100 per word." "Oh, really?" he replied with raised eyebrows. "I certainly wasn't aware of that." Well, the reporter continued. He was fairly cynical, and he reached down to his pocket and he pulled out a $100 note and gave it to Kipling. "Here's a $100 bill, Mr. Kipling. Now, you give me one of your $100 words." So Rudyard Kipling looked at the note for a moment. He took it and folded it up, put it in his pocket and said one word, "Thanks." Now, I think that's a brilliant response, actually. And Rudyard Kipling was right. The word "thanks" is certainly a $100 word. This word "thanks" could be worth $1 million because it's not heard very much these days. People seem to be reluctant to say thanks for anything. But it's about being grateful for what others do for you or what they say. Now, thanks is only a little word, but it means so much. Have you said thanks to someone today? Most parents, I think, teach their kids to be grateful and to say thanks whenever they should say thanks. The psychology professor Robert Emmons has studied gratitude actually in his field of positive psychology. And his work in the last 30 years has actually led him to believe that gratitude plays a critical role in human happiness. And Robert believes that grateful people experience increased levels of joy and enthusiasm, love, optimism, and happiness. He also found that a life of gratitude in some ways protects us from those feelings of envy, jealousy, bitterness, greed, and resentment. So he believes that grateful people actually live longer and they live healthier lives. So that's fairly interesting, isn't it? Well, many of the biblical writers would agree with him because the Bible is filled with psalms, hymns, prayers, and letters of thanksgiving and gratitude to God for life, for rescue, wisdom, food, pretty much everything that human beings need to survive. And if you have a look sometime at Psalm 111, because this is a psalm of thanksgiving from the very first to the last verse. In Hebrew, it's an acrostic, actually. Each line begins with the letters of the alphabet. And it teaches that gratitude should be the basic orientation of our lives. Part of it says, "I will give thanks to God with my whole heart." And that was in worship with the whole congregation. And this poet in Psalm 111 goes through a whole list of things for which he or she is grateful for. And they originate with the character of God, what God promised and what God did. And so this is a great psalm. It's a celebration of what God did and still does in human life. It's a response from those who know, look, my life comes from and depends on God, and there's no sense at all here that life's perfect and free from trouble. In fact, this psalm, Psalm 111, was probably written at a time when the people of Israel didn't really have much to be happy about or to give thanks about. They were back in their own land after many years of living in exile, and they were living under the boot of the Persian Empire. So they knew that things could be worse, but it was pretty awful for them as it was. And yet they went to worship, and the worship leader calls them. Now look, he says, we've got to give thanks with our whole heart. Well, dear God, we rush through life and we miss out on the good things, the important things, things that you want to show us, and we forget to say thanks. So much is happening. But slow us down, Lord, and let us see that we can appreciate all you do. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.